with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on a Tuesday. Alan, we're greeted yesterday with the news that Malaysian Prime Minister said the flight ended in the southern Indian Ocean, believed to have gone down, no one surviving. We, of course, don't have a plane, and we have a lot of people who are upset.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that I find very interesting is the way in which the Chinese authorities are handling this. There are a whole bunch of people in China who are really angry about the way their relatives disappeared. They think that there is still a very good chance that these folks are still alive. They think they've been lied to. So they break through the police lines in China and they go to protest. That's interesting. How many people are allowed to break through the police lines and protest? Well, the Chinese authorities obviously know there's a great deal of sympathy for these folks. But also, it proves to us once again that there are protests and then there are protests. And if there are protests that the Chinese approve of, we're going to see them. And if they're not, believe me, Tiananmen Square is not far from anybody's mind.
White House plan would end NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone data. Too little, too late?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm confused by it, to be honest with you. I think that Obama is between a rock and a hard place on this. There is no doubt that Americans don't like the fact that somebody's on the telephone with them one way or the other, that their privacy has been greatly compromised. Look, we know about politicians. They poll all the time. And if they're polling and they're finding the American people are vaguely uneasy about the NSA data collection and they can't really see the rationale for it, that counts against the president. It counts against the popularity that they are always looking for. Because when you're more popular, you have a better chance of getting things through. But I think that in the end, they took a look at this and they said they just can't continue to deal with it. Although I think the American people don't really know what's afoot. And I think that's true of all of us. We just don't know how much our privacy is compromised.
Georgia, Alan, is proposing a sweeping gun law which would allow guns in bars, schools, restaurants, churches, and airports. It's now awaiting the signature of Governor Nathan Deal. And Gabrielle Giffords, of course, the former Arizona congressman, called it the most extreme gun bill in America.
Well, I think it probably is. You don't want guns in airports. That is for sure. Politicians are strange people. You know, there is doing right, and then there is doing what is political. And in Georgia, they like their guns. And they want to make sure that if you're going to vote for me based on whether or not I'm pro-gun enough, then there is never enough. There has to be more. Here you have an extreme gun bill in a country which is beset by gun violence. And when somebody has access to a gun, there are going to be accidents. There are going to be tragedies. And when, as Pete once wrote, will we ever learn?